Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, the flight tickets are bought. The training is done. Now it's just a matter of getting there and doing the business. We talked to young Lazarenko back in early May about his plans to swim the Tsugaru Strait in Japan. And now the time has come, and I'm delighted to say he's dropped in to the station to talk to us before he heads off on Friday. Irish Long Distance Swimmer of the Year has won it multiple times, young Lazarenko. And hey, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. So, have you been swimming today?
Yes, actually, yes. This morning, very early, 6:30.
Wow, yeah.
And then I went for a quick session in the gym, a bit of strengthening, you know, so.
Yeah, so you're...
So I'm ready, yeah.
You're ready to go. And how's your body? Is your body in good shape?
Yeah, the body's good, yeah. It's a bit of a nick, you know, on my left shoulder, which I always have on him, but he's going to listen to me and he's going to keep going, you know.
Oh, so you're gonna tell the shoulder just to keep working. That's an important part for the swim. And so talk us through the swim then. So you're flying on Friday. What's the schedule?
The schedule is I'm flying on Friday to Germany, and then from Germany to Tokyo.
Yeah.
Then in the evening we get there around 3:00 in local time, which is about 8-9 hours ahead of us. On the 22nd. Usually people say that you need about a week to adapt, you know, jet lag and things like that. I can't afford to do that, so basically it's in, do the swim and back. So
gotcha.
We get a train in the evening on the 22nd, which is about, you know, speed train.
Yeah.
Up to the North Island. Then hopefully on the 24th midnight, the swim starts, which will be around, I think, 7:00 in the evening here.
So 7:00 in the evening. Which day is it?
The 24th.
So that's next week. Let me see. That's going to be. So,
but officially, it's the 25th over there.
So there, you're ahead of time there, aren't you? So 24th our time and 25th your time. So you're kicking off then at midnight.
Yeah, midnight we kick off from there. Around 1:00 we leave the port. This about 2 hours we go south because you don't start, you know, from the nearest point. You have to go south where it's safe beach,
mm-hmm.
because you have to clear the water. That's the official swim. And about 24 miles, I don't know.
Yeah, so it depends.
Depends of the currents, apparently. Yeah. Very strong currents in there.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I was just mentioning, you know, when you look at it from the top island, you can actually see where the Sea of Japan
mm-hmm.
and the Pacific meet. So half of the swim is through the sea.
Yeah,
and then the currents swerves you, and you swim through the ocean, like, you know. So it is a big drop in temperature as well. Like, you could start the swim around 16-17 degrees water. Last week was a swimmer from New York who, when he got to Hokkaido, the currents dragged him into the Pacific. He had to be pulled out, but the temperature was 12 degrees.
Wow.
So what a drop.
That's low.
Yeah, that's very low. Like, you know, that's like North Channel.
Yeah.
A bit colder than the Irish Sea now.
Yeah.
The Irish Sea, it's about 14 now.
Yeah.
And so that's colder. Like, you know, and you know, it's one thing when you swim from cold into warm,
mm-hmm.
than when you swim from warm into cold.
Yeah.
I mean, for some people, even 17 is not warm, but for me, 17 is good.
Yeah.
You know, but
your body could go into kind of shock, could it?
By
in the dropping temperature.
Yes, that's what happened a couple of weeks ago to another swimmer. Went into a shock, and hypothermia got the best of him, you know. And you know, I just, as I said, I trained for the worst, and I pray for the best. And
train for the worst, pray for the best. That sounds like a pretty good it's a pretty good idea. So what about like the experience of swimming in this part of the world? What are you going to encounter there? I mean, are you going to have any danger in terms of sea life?
There is always, you know, when you swim in the open water sea, you know, especially in the ocean, and it's always danger. That's why this year we secured another boat. Compared to last year, we only had one boat. This year we secured two boats, so the other one can deal with sharks and things like that. Basically, to keep an eye on what's out there, because last year we had a white shark in Catalina Channel who was, she didn't do anything, but she came very, very close. Like, you know, I actually felt the propulsion from her.
Mm-hmm.
For about 10 minutes, she was going around, you know, us. So this year we are hoping to have the Japanese float. It's called the Sea Marina or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Who are gonna keep an eye on it, and if something, God forbid, happens, they take over. Because the thing is that if you touch the boat, if I get out because of danger or something, the swim stops.
Yeah. So it only counts if you stay in the water.
If you stay in the water and you don't touch anything, you swim only one way, which is front crawl. It's very, you know, to get ratified, it's a lot of, you have observers on the boat who are watching you all the time, every single move, from eating to start, from start to finish, everything. Swim. You're not allowed to relax or anything.
Wow.
It's continuously.
So you have to keep swimming.
Keep swimming, yes, like Nemo, you know.
It just keeps swimming. Gosh, it actually is just like Finding Nemo. So, but are you looking forward to it? Are you relishing it?
I am looking forward to it because I trained so hard for it,
mm-hmm.
and I put in the miles, I put in the training, and I feel my body is ready, and I feel like, you know, I have to go and conquer it. You know, there is no way I would leave that, you know, and unless the nature, Mother Nature, which you can't fight it, you know.
Yeah.
But I am gonna go in there and do my best, like I did to the other five.
Yeah.
Channels that I already did, you know. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, I tell you what. And this is channel number six.
Yes, please God, yes.
we'll have to find out how
channel
it goes.
Channel number six, and then hopefully next year it's New Zealand
for number seven.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm going to New York this year as well in September. I'm going for a big race around Manhattan, 50 kilometers.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, first we take the Japan very serious.
Yeah.
I'll be there for, I think, 8 days. Mm-hmm. You know, as I said, I can't afford to stay there. You know, I had a link out there for a bit of sponsorship. Well, we had a few people, and which I want to thank them, you know.
Yeah, no, get some local businesses,
bob,
yeah.
And maybe there is out there some other people who want to throw in a few bob. They could find the link on my page. But special thanks to Anthony, you know, at AC Garage in Bray, and Dave and Eric from Ryan and Brian Altadea, you know, the garage on the Balco Road.
Yeah.
I want to thank Helen and Nick from Plooks and Kilmechanic, and of course from Rent a Store, Ronan and Patrick. Two good friends who threw in a few bob for my challenge and bit of sponsorship from these guys. I thank them so much, you know, and if there is other people might, you know.
Because it's a huge challenge, isn't it, financially as well. So if you're listening to this and you want Jan to do it, this is a good time. And where can people find you, Jan, so they can get in,
they,
get in
they
touch?
They basically can Google my name, you know, Bray Swimmer or Jan Lazarenko. I know it's hard to spell it, but Bray Swimmer, usually where on Facebook, there is my sports page. Even they could get in touch with Spirit Radio. I'm sure Spirit Radio.
Yeah,
will give
you get in touch with
details.
Us. We'll put your details up on our Facebook, and we'll get the word out. Well, Jan, I just want to say we're rooting for you here at
Thank
Spirit.
Thank you so much, guys.
And,
I appreciate that.
And we also hope that you get the support that you need to make it possible to keep doing these great challenges. And you know, yeah, because you know what, it's one thing to talk about these things; it's another thing to do them. So to get out
yes.
there and do this,
and this, you know, all my swims, I want to mention, all my swims are the idea of swim of peace, because I started swimming for peace in my country in 2013
mm-hmm.
with that swim. And this swim comes at a very good time because of the bit of, you know, difficulties in the region, you know, with the politics. I don't want to get into it, but this will be another swim, another swim of peace.
Yes,
which I think will be at the right time in there, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, look, peace is we need more of that, Jan. And if you can be a symbol of peace, doing these amazing challenges, then we all want to be completely behind you. But listen, thank you so much for
thank
coming
you.
In, taking the time. So, Jan, we need to find your Facebook page, Jan Lazarenko. Jan spelt Ionlazarenko, Lazarenko. If you can find Jan and give him some support, that would be fantastic. Jan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys. God
it
bless.
Is great to speak to you. God bless with the challenge, and we'll be keeping track on the 24th and seeing how it goes.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.